Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate. Hey, it's Kevin Lund with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today live from MODEX 2022. In the booth, we have the man of the week, the CEO of MHI, John Paxton. He is here on the first day of MODEX, and we're going to talk to him about, you guessed it, MODEX, because we are here, right? So, John, welcome to the show. Welcome to the booth. How are you feeling? First day in the morning here. How are you guys feeling? What's the vibe from MHI and the MODEX show?
Nope. Thank you, and it's great to be here. The vibe on the floor is high. The energy, the excitement. It's been 2 years since MODEX was held, and it was really the last supply chain show that was run. So when we saw the people coming in this morning, it was 25 minutes of escalators packed, nonstop people flowing in, and the excitement not only from the people being back together, but the excitement for the technologies that have been developed over the past 2 years. It's been, the industry has taken a giant step forward on innovation and just the investment in the ideas. So it's really exciting. It's great to be here, and the show looks fantastic. The booths are fantastic as far as the investment. You see some really beautiful booths. If you're into trade shows and trade show booths, they're really pretty.
So. Yeah, I think people probably going all out because it's been so long, right? And you have an interesting point there about, you know, the last 2 years, I think the pandemic, obviously we haven't been able to get together and, you know, experience what's going on in the industry, but there's been a lot of technological advancements going on to be able to support kind of the new normal in a sense, or the social distancing and the issues we've had in terms of labor shortages and things like that. So, you know, from MHI's perspective, you know, you haven't been able to get in person either. So how has MHI kind of adapted to the new virtual world and been able to still expose members and people in the community to the various companies and things that are offered in our industry?
Yeah, so back in April when we had to cancel ProMat, what we ended up doing was putting together a virtual platform. Mm-hmm. So the companies contributed digitally to it. And what we found is the outcome, it really raised the level of digital marketing capabilities of the companies. But the challenge was there wasn't the engagement where people, I'd say they stayed in the digital aisle. They were out there in digital space, thousands of people looking at it. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't that level of engagement that you see at a live event.
Right.
So what we learned from that was there are opportunities to leverage digital, but there's no substitute for coming to a trade show and seeing the products on hand, being able to touch them, and being able to interface and talk with people about solutions, sharing your issues and your problems with them, and looking for creative ways to solve it.
Right.
So from MHI's perspective, the training aspect and the ability to communicate with more people digitally was effective, but it was really one-way communication, and that's what we were missing without the trade show component.
Right, definitely. And I think everybody was anxious and excited to get back together and being in person. And obviously, you said as the flood of people were coming in this morning, I mean, I think it's just a testament to how excited people were. And, you know, going back to MODEX 2020, when we were here as well, I mean, I remember seeing, you know, it was like almost every other booth or booth here, they were empty because people were pulling out and things of that nature. So it's great to be back and you know, see such a full exhibit hall on both sides and seeing all these different people here. So, you know, with so many people here and different companies and solution providers here, you know, what do you think kind of leading up to MODEX is the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to seeing, or maybe the biggest trend that you're looking forward to seeing how companies are kind of addressing?
So as the supply chain disruptions came, you know, through the past 2 years, everyone's been saying, you know, what's going on with supply chain? How can we fix supply chain? And it raised supply chain to a whole new level for good reasons and also not so good reasons, you know, when you can't get what you're looking for. But when we, as we come out of the pandemic, the challenges, the growth in the industry is what we're looking at is difficulty finding people. So that's the workforce challenges are a big part of what you're seeing on the floor. Right. So when you think about expanding the technologies and where the excitement and the enthusiasm comes from the technologies, it's anything related to taking manual mundane tasks out of the warehousing operations. So that could be pick and place. It could be labeling, it could be cutting down transport time or transportation time. So that is a key theme. And as all of the technologies are coming together, back in MODEX 2020, you started to see them, you know, taking shape. And some of them were emerging technologies. Some of them weren't tried out and tested and proof tested. Now you're seeing tremendous investments in those technologies, and they're being used.
Yeah.
They're being used in the warehouse. And when we think about a warehouse and the tasks that go on, it's how do we make it more ergonomic, more safe, and really more high tech for for the people working in the warehouse. And that all comes down to putting the equipment and the solutions in place to be able to pick, place, and move the products. So that's really a big theme that we're seeing. And the second theme that we're seeing is the idea that with all the disruptions that we had in the supply chain, is how do you have visibility within your supply chain? The topic of transparency, and not just in what you're doing in your facility, but also downstream with your suppliers and your freight companies. And in a perfect world, you think about knowing exactly where everything is and how it's coming along in the supply chain, so that if there is a disruption, which there'll be disruptions in the future, there's no doubt about it, is how do you have the visibility and the capability to adapt? And so that's the second big theme that we see.
Yeah.
There's the automation piece, and it really goes back to the workplace and the workforce, and then the transparency, and then combining the digital or the data piece with that. So not only having transparency, but then utilizing the data to make intelligent decisions and even getting into predictive decisions as it relates to forecasting and using previous data to look for peaks when the peaks are coming and these disruptive changes that have come out of really high growth opportunities. You know, the volume has been up and down.
Right.
And how do you adapt to that? That's the second big theme that we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting you touched on the visibility there, because like you said, you know, with the supply chain disruptions, it was such a kind of wake-up call, I think, to everybody that, you know, maybe our supply chain is not as strong or healthy as it was, because once we, you know, cut off one little flow of product or raw material, you know, the whole thing kind of crumpled a little bit and lead times just got insane and we couldn't get product and we couldn't get things that we needed to the retail outlets and all those different things. So it'd be interesting to see, as you mentioned, the visibility aspect as well, and then taking that, and as you mentioned, the data in there as well, and how do we take that data and then make good decisions to be sure that, you know, if something were to disrupt our supply chain again in the future, that, you know, we have some contingency or we have some kind of something to fall back on, and that we're strong enough and resilient enough that we can push through. So I think it's a great thing that, you know, we're able to bring those things to the industry, and MHI is able to give that exposure and awareness as well with the show and with your other resources as well too. So, you know, it's interesting. So we talk about, you know, those things kind of leading up to the show. Obviously, we're day one here, so we'll see how things unfold as the week goes on. I mean, what some of the biggest trends are and innovation awards and things of that nature. But, you know, what are you most excited for, I guess, coming back to MODEX? And, you know, this week, I mean, what's something that you're really, really looking forward to?
The biggest thing is seeing the people, and for 2 years, all the people you know in the industry, all the colleagues, all the members of MHI, and seeing their customers. I'm sure they're feeling the same thing, to be able to see their customers that they haven't seen in 2 years. It's like a big coming out party, so to speak. And so there's going to be a lot of excitement with that. It's like old friends, old industry colleagues, and that is the exciting part. You know, on top of the technology part, I love the technology. When I walk through the show floor, you get really excited. You're like, wow, look at all the things that have been developed over the past 2 years since we were together. And then put the personal component on top with the people getting together. It's going to be just a fantastic week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait to get on the floor, too, and see some of this stuff as well this week. So mentioning that, you know, on the floor itself, there's a lot of stuff to look at, right? There's a lot to take in. So what do you think is your kind of number one tip, or maybe top three tips for people who are attending, and how do they kind of navigate this easily and kind of look at the things that they want to look at and really not miss anything?
Well, the first tip is wear comfortable shoes.
We're
400,000 square feet and over 1 million square feet under roof, 400,000 square feet of exhibits. And, you know, a couple ways to kind of navigate it. You know, the old way was just start out in one end and walk up and down every aisle, which is actually interesting because you'll find things that you didn't know that existed.
Right.
You know, it's you walk along and you might not even know you're looking for something, and you see an idea or a solution. But that's certainly one way to do it. But we also have a mobile app that has the companies on the mobile app are sorted by product or by technology. So if you're looking for something specific that you know, go to the mobile app, click on it, you can find the people who offer that product, and then from there you can pinpoint, you know, the targets of who you want to meet with. The app also provides the ability to connect with people. Mm-hmm. So all the attendees are listed in there. So if there's somebody that you want to connect with, you can go on the app and hit connect and then set up an appointment with them.
Okay.
So that's the technology piece. I'm kind of old school when it comes to trade shows. You start at one end and you go to the other. And we've been here since Wednesday setting up the show. Okay. And, you know, up and down the aisles, there's really some neat things to see. And even the small booths. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come in to the opening and the entranceway, you'll see, you know, really large booths with really interesting technologies. Mm-hmm. But don't forget the small ones down in the corner, because they have... those are the new sprouting ideas and the companies that are starting out, and you'll never know, you know, if you don't go down and look at them and talk with them what that next opportunity is.
All right. And very interesting tips there. And from someone who has experience in this, is here, you know, all the time. And, you know, it's great to hear that. And obviously, you know, I think it's a really good point about the smaller booths. You know, like you said, they're newer ideas. You know, maybe they don't have the big budget to get a huge booth yet and totally attract your attention. But you don't want to count them out, because, like you said, sometimes you stumble along something that you didn't even know you needed. And, you know, you came here with a different idea, but you see something that could totally transform a process in your operation. So definitely great tips from you, John, and I appreciate you coming by the booth and talking to me here at MODEX back in 2022. And now we're looking forward to ProMat as well next year. So tell us just a little bit about that and how people can get some more information from MHI and also for ProMat.
Yeah, so ProMat, we've already sold 95% of the entire show floor.
Wow.
So that is, when you put it in relationship to MODEX, that's right now another 100,000 square feet on top. And and by the end of the show at MODEX, we think ProMat's going to be sold out from an exhibition point of view.
Wow.
So that's always been the larger show, and MODEX now has become ProMat size, but ProMat continues to grow.
Yeah.
So that's exciting from the exhibitor point of view. Mm-hmm. It'll be in Chicago next spring, and to look on ProMatShow.com, that's where you can find all the information, and we'll continue to build out that information as we get our educational content developed. So keep an eye on that, ProMatShow.com. That's where you can find all the information. And that, too, is shaping up to be a great show.
All right, great. And we'll look forward to that one, too. And make sure you save me a spot, right? 95%? I got to get in touch.
Yeah,
all right.
You better hurry up.
All right, so, John, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. And we'll put all the information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. And enjoy your show. And looking forward to seeing the rest of what you guys have put together here from MHI. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the new warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for The New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.